Good morning. It's so nice to see so many old faces, so many alumni here for Friday Seder, and also some new faces, some Shana Aleph boys. I wanted to send out a message last night. I guess it didn't reach anybody, but anybody who comes to Friday Seder this morning will be zocheh to fresh bagels and cream cheese. So I guess anybody who's here, I guess the announcement didn't go out, so anybody who's here is really here l'shma. So that's beautiful, and then you're going to be zeichet to have bagels and cream cheese. And the bagels and cream cheese were sponsored anonymously, and it's in honor of Ephraim Mordechai, and Chaim Yishai ben Yitzchak Meir, and Moshe Pesach ben Yosef Nachamu, and ben Yerah Mordechai ben Harav Yehuda Aryeh, to have siyat d'shmayah and everything that they set out to do and achieve in life. Be'ezus Hashem. So in this week's parasha, there's so much to talk about. Obviously, the name of the parsha is the shortest, but there's still much to speak about. So I saw some beautiful ideas in the Sefer Matoka Or of Shlomo Levinstein, who we had the schus of meeting last night. The pasuk says, "Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Miva miha holchi? Who's going? Who needs to leave? Who needs to go? Do the avoda in the midbar? Who needs to leave? So Paro saw through the stars that the people who were leaving Mitzrayim weren't going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he asked, who's going? As if to say, what's the point? What's the point in leaving? You guys are going to come back. You're not even going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate goal, to get to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to go. They're all going to die in the Midbar. So the Baal Turim says, the Gematria, first of all, we know the two people that are known that actually made it to Eretz Yisrael. Who are those two people? Kolev and Yehoshua. So the Baal Turim writes that Mi v'mi ha-holchim is the same gematria as Kolev bin Nun. Mom, it's a form of prophecy. Mi v'mi ha-holchim, who's going? You know who's going to make it there? Who's going to make it? Kolev and Yehoshua will make it to Eretz Yisrael. So there is a purpose in leaving. And he continues and he says, the Baal Turim writes, Uvinarinavis Kenenu Nelech, the young ones and the old ones, they'll make it as well. Why? Because who's dying in the Midbar? The men that left Mitzrayim between the ages of 20 and 60. Those are the people that are going to pass away in the Midbar. But Benorenu, the people who are less than 20, they're going to make it. And if it's Kenenu, the people who are over 60, they're going to make it also there at Israel. So that's what the Baal Turim says. Fascinating Baal Turim. There's also a Medrash. The Medrash tells on this pasuk, says the Medrash, who's going to rise up to the mountain of Hashem? Who's going to stand up to the holy place? So the first man asks, what's the connection between the pasuk of who's going? Who needs to go to the avoda? Who needs to go to the midbar? Who needs to go to Eretz Yisrael ultimately? And the medrash, mi ala behar Hashem, mi yakum bimkom kachur. What's the connection? So the Yalkut Hadrush is brought by Rav Weisbrod in the name of Rav Dov Berish Vinter. He says an unbelievable thing. He says the Jews understand, and we all understand, that serving Kodesh Baruch Hu is not easy. It's rather a challenge. It's a difficulty. It's difficult. And Paro said to them, what's the point in going? Why are you going? It's so hard. You can't eat certain things. You can't speak about certain things. You can't look at certain things. You can't do this. You can't do that. What's the point? Mi ala b'har Hashem. Who can actually rise up to the mountain of Hashem? Who can actually achieve such things? It's too challenging. It's too hard. You know it's so hard. What's the point in going? So Moshe Rabbeinu said an unbelievable thing. He said, "V'na'arenu v'zkenenu nelech." He said that what has to happen. What's the message of "V'na'arenu v'zkenenu nelech"? You're right. There are a few yichidei school. There are people who are able to change their ways in the middle of life. But if you accustom yourself already when in your youth years to be able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also in your later years, when the Yetzirah wanes a little bit, it gets weaker, so then we can be Matzliach. So it's an unbelievable thing. Paro is saying, what's the point in going? You guys can't serve Hashem. That's what the Medrash says, Mi Alei Behar Hashem, who can actually do it? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bin Na'arenu V'Zkenenu Nelech. I understand, between the ages of 20 and 60, it's a challenge. To change your ways, later on in life, it's very challenging. But if we train the younger generations earlier, so then we can be, then Mi Alei Behar Hashem, then you actually can succeed in the Avodas Hashem. And I was thinking about it this morning when I was taking my son to Gan this morning. I was thinking to myself, he's happy coloring at home. And I said to him, Shabbos party, And okay, so he started to get more excited, he ran. So like, what's the point of the Shabbos party? It's not even Shabbos. Right? It's not even Shabbos. The point is that we sort of plant the seeds of excitement. Yiddishkeit is exciting. So then they love it. Just for those of you that didn't go to last night to Rosh Levinstein, he said an unbelievable thing. He said, you know, the primary source of the Lamentos Melachos on Shabbos is the fact that there was the actions that were done in the Mishkan. But if you do Ad Bash and you plug in Perach, Pei Resh, and Chof, it comes out Lamed Vav and Gimel. Lamed Vav and Gimel, you add it 30 plus 6 plus 3 is also 39. That because the Jews did Avodas Perach, we did the 39 Melachos in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on me, when you accept Shabbos, you don't have to do any Melacha. He said more, and hopefully I'm going to spread it around with the recording one of these days, but that was one of the ideas. That we go ahead and we train the young people to get excited about Yiddishkeit. And that's really what was the machlokas and the discussion between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu. Paro says, Avodas Hashem, what's the point going? What are you going to do? He understands Avoda, but the definition of Avoda means working hard. Why in the world, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, we'll go and Avodas Hashem. Paro understood that avoda means hard labor, hard work. It's painful, it's terrible. And Moshe Rabbeinu said back, no, avoda Hashem is not painful. Avoda Hashem is totally very rewarding. And that's why he said, what did Paro say? L'chu noha gvarim. Let the adults go. Let the adult males go. You're going to take your little kids? You're going to take your women? You're going to take your cattle? What are you doing? That's it's a schlep, right? You ever see a large family, you know, try to get on a bus, try to get on an airplane? You know, what are you doing? That's how you serve a Kodesh Baruch. Yeah, you got to enjoy life. You got to enjoy life. Right? Right? You know, you have the family or the guy in the, you know, he's in the amusement park, he's at a ball game, right? And he's sitting there with his, like, his, you know, his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And the guy next to him is having a, you know, a big, fat, juicy hot dog that just came out, you know, Hebrew National, chauffeur hot dog. Like, you're missing out on life. And then Shabbos, you know, day of rest. What do you know, so day of rest, so like go to the beach, you know, sit back, watch the ball game, listen to music, Shabbos. You're missing out on life. That's a voda. That's good. And that's really, the power couldn't understand how it could be that way. But Moshe Rabbeinu answered, no. We're all going to go together. What you think is hard, to bring a korban and to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's not hard. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. And I really believe that that's the key to life. As a Ben Torah. That's what we try to impart upon everybody, you know, that comes through these walls of the yeshiva. That you look at the outside world and you say, they're having a blast, they're having fun. Me, I have to sit and learn, I gotta cease from work on Shabbos, I gotta daven to Hashem. But I think if you think about it in a deep sense, you look around the world and you say, like, is it so much more fun? Are we missing out? Is there real FOMO over here? This is what Paro said, Avoda. Avoda by definition means hard work, and it stinks. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no positivity about avoda. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. We're all going. It's ki chag Hashem lanu. It's mamish enjoyable. It's mamish enjoyable. Last night we had this chus of a meeting with Mr. Rami Feller, who many of you have met before. He's a Baal Tshuva, the Trans Ben Torah, successful businessman and a real Baal Machshava. And he became a millionaire at 24, and he was living the life, as he says. I was living the life. And I was so proud, one of the guys asked him, actually one of the guys asked me to ask the question, one of the guys said, I understand, it's great for him. He got to experience all the great things in life. All the, you know, great is a relative term. All the material enjoyments of life. He had, you know, everything you can imagine from a materialist perspective. And then he realized that it's nothing, it's emptiness. And he went to, you know, spiritual pursuits. So it's very nice. What about me? If I haven't been able to experience all those things, let me first experience those things, and let me, then I'll come to the truth, right? I don't want to miss out. And he said, you know what? He said, and it sounded like a very hard question. He said, great question. He said he gets asked that question all the time, and his kids ask him that question. His kids aren't living in the, they're obviously they live in Bnei Brak, but they understand that their father, you know, who he was, and they have exposure. They ask him the question. He said, Dad, why can't we experience the fun? So he answered something, I think, very, very powerful. He said, if you had, you know, let's say kosher food, non-kosher food, and you had poison, he said, there's poison. You don't go near poison. A Jewish soul, the Jewish stomach can't be exposed to anything. It ruins you. And it's very sad. He said he has people who, his friends who are Balei Tshuva, who it's very, very hard for them to shake all the experiences they had beforehand. If it's poison, you don't touch it. And when a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person connects to Torah Mitzvah, the person realizes, Mi'ala Behar Hashem, Mi'okim Kom Kodesho, it is challenging. But like all things in life, anything that's hard and challenging pays off. And I think you can apply that to anywhere in life. I mean, when you think about it, who, and I think we could put it into this week's parable, right? The parable. You cannot, right? Obviously, there are three winners. There's all these different rumors going around about Jewish people. It's mashma to me. I don't know if any of them are true. It's funny. This Israeli van driver, tender driver we had last night, he showed me a picture on WhatsApp of a yeshiva bachur with a winning ticket from New Jersey. But Lamaisa, we know that the winning tickets were in Kentucky, Tennessee, California, and Florida. Exactly how, he was a forged ticket or something. I don't know, but I think it's not true. Stumble. And then there's another rumor going around that a philanthropist from California bought one of the tickets and gave it out to people in his nursing home. I don't know if that's true or not. It doesn't make a difference. The point is, Powerball and lottery, you can't, imagine you have two people. And apparently it's going around that many people historically over the years, people win lotteries, you know, blow it all away and they don't get any enjoyment from it and they mess up their whole lives. But a guy makes, let's say, it's split into three. Let's just imagine. But it was 900, based on the taxes, it was like $900 million. So each one gets $300 million, right? So can you compare somebody who wins the Powerball, $300 million, to somebody who worked hard, honestly, and built a business? You can't compare it. If you work hard for something, it has so much more meaning. You don't squander it. You appreciate it more. You're a different person. Okay, I'm not saying you shouldn't play the lottery. I'm not saying you shouldn't win. People should be zealous to win. It's a beautiful thing. But something you worked hard for, it's priceless. It's mamash priceless. And that's the Avodas Hashem. And I think that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it challenging, though, because on the one hand, on the outside, it looks like, oh, the guy who's chilling out at the beach, you know, he's living the life. The guy who's learning the base medrash, who's cracking his head on a toast, this person who has to wake up early for davening, he's missing out. But when you feel deeply, it's not true. It's really, really, really not true. Just a story that's quoted in the Sefer, it's a famous story that my kids enjoy and I enjoy also. Not sure if you've heard it before, but we know that during the early years in the 20s and 30s and even the 40s in America, it was very hard to be a frum Jew. Very hard. Right? If you didn't come to work on Shabbos, you're fired. And many Jews struggled with that. And there was a family that the father was staunch about Shemir Shabbos. They kept on being fired and fired and fired. They barely had any money. Finally, they had to be kicked. They were kicked out of their apartment. The only apartment they could find was, he was like a little bit of a super in a building, but the super lived next to the boiler room. And since they lived next to the boiler room, there were fumes in their apartment, and their kids' skin started to become dark. And one day, they're in the park, and they're talking to each other. Of course, in those days, from Jews spoke to each other in Yiddish. And a Jewish man's passing by, and he sees these three kids who looked like they were African Americans because their skin color was so dark because of their exposure to all these fumes. They're talking Yiddish. And this man started talking to him. He says, "How do you speak Yiddish?" He said, "What do you mean? We're Jewish." He said, "Oh, you're Jewish? Like, why are you so black? We live here." Anyway, so he goes to, we live in this such and such a place, and we had to move out, and this and that. So this man goes, walks with these kids home and visits the mother, and he brings the mother, you know, he hands her $500 cash and says, "You know, get yourself a better apartment." And she says, "Are you Shomer Shabbos?" He says, "No." And she says, "I'm sorry. You know, we don't work on Shabbos, and because you work on Shabbos, we don't want to take your money. I'm very sorry, we can't accept your money." And he's like, "Okay, very strange." It was very strange. He couldn't believe it. Here he is. He's getting $500, which in those days, let's just say, you know, in the 30s and 40s, it's like $5,000. Imagine. And she wouldn't take his money. And he walked around like, ew, like, what's her problem? And he goes home and he tells his wife. He says, well, you're not going to be what happened. I offered money to this family. And they said, since I'm not Shomer Shabbos, they don't take me money. Oh, what silly people. And she starts crying. She says, don't you remember? A few years ago, you promised that we're only going to be Mechal Shabbos, only work on Shabbos, so we get our, get ourselves settled financially. Don't you remember that? And now we're financially settled. We're okay. What's with Shabbos? How come we're not going back to be Shomer Shabbos? And sure enough, the man decided to become Shomer Shabbos. There's other stories, the famous story that you may or may not have heard, that Moshe Feinstein had a neighbor who was mamish Shomer Shabbos. He gave up his job week in, week out, and he didn't care. And he mamish, he was Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos, and his kids went off to Derech. And he went to Moshe and said, I don't understand, I was Moshe Nefesh for Shabbos, what happened to my kids? He said, what did you say when you came on Friday night? And he said the Yiddish word, Shverz Zaniyid, it's hard to be a Jew. So of course, if you give over the message to your children that it's difficult to be a Jew, what's going to happen? They're going to say, being Jewish is challenging. I mean, just to put it into, modern terms, my wife has told me that, she goes to a lot of shiurim, Baruch Hashem, a lot of the rabbis can say, there's no automatics when it comes to raising children. Even in all the communities, in my community, there's certain challenges. But one of the challenges, was pointed out that one of those things that you can't, if the parents complain, let's say somebody's a rebbe, or in kol, for whatever reason, okay, and they're living on a shoestring budget, they don't have so much extra money. If they give over the impression to the kids, like, oh, we can't afford that, we have no money, So what kind of the children can say, wants to live like this. Is that right? Okay, listen, every family, every community has their challenges and there's no question about it. But if you say it over like that, if you tell the kids, we have no money, we can't afford that, so they get that impression, so then they can say, who wants to be like that? And I think it's such an important lesson. And really, at the birth of the Jewish people, which is leaving the time, is the birth of the Jewish people. The message from Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro is that We're happy doing avoda. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, we're going to schlep with our kids and our elders and our youngers and our cattle, and we'll see what happens when we get there. We have no exact plan, but our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, we're leaving the tournament out of here. We're on our way to go to Eretz Yisrael. We don't know. It's an unknown. Right? That's why it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us so much. Why? Because we followed him into the Midbar. What's the greatness? We're running away from slavery. Even so, we knew what it was. We were going to accept the Torah, Avodas Hashem. At first glance, it looks like a challenge, but like every good challenge, right? Let's just put it into video game terms, right? Video games. We heard last night from Mr. Rami Feller, who's a software expert and so on, about video games and about the challenges and the dangers of video games. But the point is that, who wants to stay on the beginner level for like a long time, right? Everyone wants to move up. You don't always win. You don't always win at level 2, level 3. You don't always win. Who wants to stay on the beginner level? I think that's the answer to Avodas Hashem. And if there's one message we can impart to the alumni, to the Shana Bet that are leaving, Shana Aleph, is that Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, Ashrecha b'olam haba. If you live a life of Torah, look around at people who are running after material. I'm not saying you have to go to college, you have to get a job, you have to work hard to provide for your family. Absolutely, no question about it. But what's the priority like? What are we doing here? And simcha? How do I have simcha sachayim? It's baduk minusa, it's clear and proven. Look around, open your eyes, and look at soul search inside yourself. If you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the best of your ability, you'll have everything left. Everything. It's just that challenge. It's hard. It's hard to wake up sometimes in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. It's hard to learn. At night when you're tired, it's hard. It's hard to bite your tongue when you want to either say lashon hara or insult somebody. It's hard. But you know what? When you just overcome those hurdles, it's bliss. It's unbelievable. And Kodesh Baruch should give us all the strength to be moiser nefesh. To have this siyata d'shmaya, to be able to have the power to overcome. And when the more you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as hard as it is, again, right? No pain, no gain. A Kodesh Baruch Hu should all give us siyata d'shmaya, that we should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter what matzah we're in, and also, and after we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to feel the glee, feel the bliss and feel the excitement, and always be able to impart that Be'ezus Hashem on your all your children, Be'ezus Hashem, and all Klai Yisrael. And together, we should see the Gula Shleima from here. May I have a good Shabbos.